It's Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Two people were killed and a third injured in a crash near Webster early Saturday morning. Police investigate a shooting homicide discovered Thursday in Eau Claire. The National Weather Service confirms two tornadoes touched down last week, and Hunt Hill Nature Center's Beast and Beer program looks at white-tailed deer and herd health. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Two Minnesota residents were killed and another person injured in a single-vehicle crash early Saturday morning in Burnett County. The crash was reported by OnStar just after 2 a.m. Saturday. Chief Deputy Jameson Wiltrout said a vehicle was traveling on East Bass Lake Road north of Webster when it left the road, traveled 120 feet, and struck a tree. The driver, 25-year-old Lane W. Leitner of Bloomington, Minnesota, and front passenger, 34-year-old Kyle R. Orlowski of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, were killed. A third occupant was extricated and airlifted to a hospital. Alcohol is believed to be a factor in the incident. A 56-year-old woman was shot and killed in Eau Claire. Ted Allen tells us more.
During a welfare check at a home there Thursday evening, police officers found the body of Michelle L. Jenkins with multiple gunshot wounds. No suspects have been identified as an investigation into the homicide is underway. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Two Thursday evening tornadoes that touched down in western Wisconsin have been confirmed. According to the Twin Cities National Weather Service office, one of the twisters touched down near Beldenville in Pierce County. The other hit land on Interstate I-94 near the village of Wilson in St. Croix County. Both were EF0 tornadoes with wind speeds at 70 to 80 miles per hour. Each broke several trees, with the Pierce County tornado uprooting some trees. First responder agencies across the state are getting a boost thanks to grant funding from the Wisconsin Public Service Foundation. WPS spokesperson Matt Cullen says the rewarding responder grants are part of a commitment to public safety for everyone.
Oftentimes, our personnel are working side by side with our police officers, our firefighters, our EMTs at situations. So being able to help them in their goal of keeping everybody safe also is part of our commitment to safety.
$100,000 was awarded during this round of funding. Departments can apply for the grants once every 2 years. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is making new investments to reduce fatal drug overdoses. Director of Substance Use Initiatives, Michelle Hayes, says they're adding more public health vending machines, which have been successful.
Creating that low barrier access, that confidential access, and sometimes it's beyond business hour access to life-saving supplies that we know are actually saving lives in our communities. We have over 10,000 known successful opioid reversals.
Hayes says 22 community agencies received public grants to purchase the machines, which are stocked with items like fentanyl test strips. If you went to a Northwoods League game this season, your data might have been stolen. Raymond Newbert has the details.
The league, which includes the Wisconsin Woodchucks and the Madison Mallards, announced last week someone had gotten into its online ticket system this summer. The hacker got access to names, emails, phone numbers, and credit card numbers. League officials say they've patched the breach and have notified any affected customers. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A program about Wisconsin white-tailed deer is Wednesday at Fire Away Roadhouse between Cameron and Chautauqua, hosted by Hunt Hill Nature Center as part of their Beasts and Beer series. Melissa Ginger, program coordinator with Hunt Hill Nature Center, says DNR wildlife biologist Eddie Bruntvet will talk about deer health, including how to tell how old a deer is by their teeth and monitoring the herd for CWD.
So Eddie will be talking about all sorts of things regarding whitetails, but primarily focusing on chronic wasting disease, also called CWD, which is a serious illness affecting deer populations. It's going to be more on the interactive side. So there'll be like a little quiz in play. There'll be kind of question answer sorts of things. Lots of great information.
The event is Wednesday from 6 until 7 p.m. Pre-registration is required and can be done online at hunthill.org/beast-and-beer. In person at the office in Sorona or by calling 715-635-6543. The cost is $15 and the event includes a drink ticket and snacks with the presentation. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.